Said he's got a smile that it seems to me reminds me of childhood memories.
Boom, boom.
Everything was as fresh as the bright blue sky.
Sky.
Sky. Oh, yeah. Whoa, sweet child of mine.
Child of mine. See, I added a little something to it, a little flavor.
I know you did.
Yeah, that's right, folks. Welcome back to another episode of Last Call at Pemberton's, the best damn How I Met Your Father podcast on the internet. I'm your host, Josh, here with my best bud, John. How you doing, man?
Pickle fucker, I am doing great today. Thank you. Thank you for having me on another episode of How I Met Your Father, the Pemberton's podcast.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I didn't have you on here. You just showed up. I don't know.
I mean, I'll leave. Do it without me.
Wouldn't be nearly as fun, sir. Would not be nearly as fun. So, how you doing?
I am doing great. If Kal-El, if you are watching this, sucker.
There it is, folks. It's the sucker of now, the day.
For those of you who watched Off the Ropes and know of older things that we've talked about, I did not Joey Ryan this sucker, okay? It was on my desk.
Oh, my God. Okay, folks, don't look that up. Trust me, you don't want to know. all right.
I didn't hear your water there for a second.
Yeah. So, folks, we are here to talk about How I Met Your Father, Season 2, Episode 5. Ride or Die. That's right. We missed last week because
you have a ride or die.
I mean, only the guy sitting next to me. Look at that, even got it correct on the camera the first time. Boom. Tickle, tickle, the little pickle. we took last week off because I was sick all week. So we did not put up an episode of How I Met Your Father. So we're going to be doing two this week. So we'll be putting this one up, obviously. And then in place of a mother episode, we'll be doing episode 6 for father. So realistically, you're going to have 3 episodes of father back, you know, in a row before you get any more mother. So enjoy it while you can. You know, but we're still going to give you the content.
Yeah, that's what enjoy matters. It while it lasts.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll give them the content. Just subscribe to my OnlyFans.
Don't do that. All it is pictures of dirty socks. That's all it is. All right. So season 2, episode 5, Ride or Die, originally aired on February 21st of 2023. Directed by Pamela Fryman. That's right. Written by Owen Ellickson, who previously served as a writer and producer on shows like King of Queens, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, Splitting Up Together, which was a really good show with Jenna Fisher, Superstore, John knows that one, and The Office.
I do.
Yeah, so this guy worked on quite a few good shows. And the summary for this episode reads, Sophie and Vale have conflicting feelings about brunch with Vale's parents. And the gang attends Jesse's Long Island show. So, John, I had a question for you. Is this your favorite episode? Is this your favorite episode?
Why?
Because he finally gets rid of Meredith.
Oh, okay. So I noticed that we had a very, during his times Meredith, he was very sniveling and whiny again. And I'm like, God, dude, throw backbone already and just fucking put your shit into place. I mean,
it really shows the control that she had over him, you know? And it took, you know, friends to finally. It's funny because I put this in my notes and I'm just going to say it now. It bothered me that Sid brings it up to him and he blows him off completely and gets real mad at him. Ellen brings it up to him and it finally clicks for him. Granted, Ellen brought it up in a different kind of way, but still, it's like, dude, like, why are you taking it out on Sid? He's just trying to be honest with you, you know? But anyways, we'll get into all that. But yeah, the opening of this episode, man, Sandy Rivers back in action. What do you think of that?
Couldn't believe it.
Yeah, I thought that was awesome.
Doesn't look like he's aged a day.
Right? That's what I'm saying, man. And he's obviously still...
Now, he's married to one of the people on the show, right? Or he's married to somebody from How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah, Allison Hannigan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That lucky son of a bitch.
I agree. Yeah. I love...
I'm talking about Allison. She's lucky.
There you go. Seeing him pop up was really funny to me. It's a great little throw to the old show and a nice little tie-in. And it makes me wonder what other side characters we're going to see throughout this series, you know, because we got Becky and the captain. We got, you know, Sandy Rivers. Obviously, we got Robin and Barney in various ways. But I love the little side characters. I want to see Ranjit at some point. I think that'd be awesome.
So let me ask you this question. Do you think we'll see either Ted or the mother, Tracy? Because Tracy would still be alive in this part of the series.
Yeah, at the moment, she would be. I would love to see them just like they kind of bump into him somewhere. You know, it's not like a big deal. Like they're at like the grocery store and they bump into him with the kids and stuff. I don't know. I think that would be awesome to see.
Well, it's funny that you should bring that up because in the next episode. Wait, is it? No, it's this one. Shit, I watched them both back to back, so they're kind of together for me.
Go ahead, just say it.
You're talking about side characters, but we get a it's a location side character in one of the two episodes. And I thought that was kind of cool. And yeah, it's the convenience store downstairs from the apartment.
Oh yeah, that's in that's in this, the bodega.
Yeah. Because that's the one where Lily goes for the coffee. Yeah. And the guy tells her it's decaf, but really it wasn't.
Yeah. And then she finds out that he died.
He died.
After she went to him. Yeah.
Yeah. No, he was dead to her.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what I meant. That was the Slapsgiving 2.
Yep.
Because that's when Mickey shows up. Yeah, man.
Mickey!
Mickey!
He's fighting a losing battle with hemorrhoids. Oh, is that one of the diseases? No.
No. All right. So, you know, as we usually do when we do How I Met Your Father, we kind of break it down into the groups that are doing different storylines and stuff. And so we've got Sid. He's got his own little side
story. Yeah, he's got his own little side story this week.
Which I thought was great. We've got the whole Sophie and Vale thing with Vale's parents. We've got, you know, obviously Jesse and Meredith. And then we've got like a little like Ellen and Charlie kind of thing. Like they both kind of do a little bit of their own thing, but they do some stuff together. It was kind of interesting seeing them interact a bit more outside of their own apartment. And then obviously we end kind of with, you know, Sid and Jesse doing their thing. So where do you think you'd like to start, my friend?
Well, why don't we start with Mr. All By Myself?
Let's do it, man. Let's talk some Sid action.
I love that I throw the small shit at you like that, and it just catches you off guard for a second.
It does, my friend. It does.
so yeah, I have Sid, to say, though,
Sid stays home, man. Stays home.
He does. But, I mean, he stays home for a good reason. You know, him and Jesse are still in the midst of the disagreement. He doesn't really give a shit about Meredith because none of us fucking do.
It's true.
I wish they was just Mean Girls. But John,
him and Jesse are boys, and that's with three Z's.
Double the boys. E, double the Z, double the flavor.
That's exactly what I thought of when he said that.
And for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, go watch a movie called Rock of Ages.
Double the E, double the Z, double the flavor. Love it. yeah, so, you know, Sid having his whole little time away. We do get a little quick cameo from Hannah on FaceTime, which I thought was nice.
I mean, you're not wrong. I love when he's talking to himself and he's like, because he's like, should I be talking to myself out loud? And then he's like, and he's talking to himself in his head, and then he's like, you're doing it. And he's like, oh! And he's like, no, yeah, like, I'm just messing with you.
Like he scares himself. I thought that was great. It's like, honestly, it makes you wonder. Maybe he's schizophrenic or something. I don't know. He's got some voices in his
head. I mean, could be.
Oh, yeah. Like Randy you're not wrong. So, yeah, tell me some of your thoughts on this portion of the episode. Let's hear it, John.
I feel bad for him in this part of the episode because, like, you know, him and Jesse are going through all this bullshit about Meredith still. And we all know that Meredith's a conniving bitch.
Yeah.
Like, she not a bee. And she needs to go. Somebody needs to Mean Girls that bitch and hit her with a bus.
I mean, I said this. It's either the last, I think it was the last episode. Yeah. That I'm like, I really hope this whole Meredith thing does not last very long. And they definitely did not let it last very long. So I was very thankful for that.
No, I 100% agree with you. I thought it was well done too. Cause by the end of the episode, like you said, her and Jesse are kind of like,
yeah.
I'm going to segue it up into the next part of the storyline. We'll go up into the Charlie part of the storyline.
Okay.
Because I love how he's trying to like help Jesse and Sid repair their like friendship.
Yeah.
So he does his part where like during his part of their storyline, he sends him the cookies.
Yeah.
basket. And I'm just like, that is a very clever, well thought must be thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I could see Ted doing something like that. Yeah, absolutely.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I love that
he looked phenomenal.
They did. I love that he pretended to be Jesse sending them. I thought that was really funny. You know, he's trying to trick him, but Sid's like, did the guy who ordered this have a British accent?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah,
So
I just
he takes a bite out of him, and now hey, we learn something new about Sid, and that he's allergic to walnuts, sir.
Yeah, and I thought that was funny too, because like he's like, well, I was looking for my EpiPen. He's like, but it was nowhere to be found, and yeah, I'm like,
he thought it was a vape pen.
He thought it was a vape.
Oh, Charlie. Just think about how dark this show could have got had the EMTs not arrived on time. Because Sid could have just died there on the floor.
I mean, he could have. Like, yeah. And Charlie would be like, how did he die? Oh, he had an allergic reaction to nuts? Oops.
Yeah. Who
Charlie nuts, murdered a man.
Nuts that were sent by him, and he stole his EpiPen. Maybe he'd have gone to prison or something. I don't know. This could have gone a very different direction. like that Bel Air remake, that Fresh Prince remake that they did.
Super yeah, cool. Man. So I've been seeing previews for that lately, and I'm like, this ain't nothing like the original Fresh Prince.
Nope. Nothing. Just imagine a How I Met Your Mother/Father, type of show that's like that.
I want to see it as a horror. I want to see it as like a horror sitcom, like Scream.
We'll call it Let's Go to the Mall, and it'll be spelled M-A-U-L.
First off, stop taking my horror movie ideas. I ran with that one on one of our episodes of How I Met Your Mother, and in case you missed it, please go back and see the episode where we talk about Robin's
Sparkles. We didn't come up with the name, but that's okay. We came up with the idea.
I came up with the premise. The rest of
it. Yeah, the premise. We didn't come up with the name, though.
And my jingle. The
yes.
The
way to do the song. Yeah.
I'm going to learn how to play that on piano just so I can make it.
I hope so. I hope you do. Or maybe I'll beat you to it. What?
Beat me to it, motherfucker. I don't care.
Oh, man. So, we also find out some stuff. We found out, one, Ellen's name is Ellen, not Eleanor. Even though Charlie finally decided to keep calling her that, which I thought was interesting.
They've never made a reference to the fact that her name possibly could have been Eleanor. So yeah. I don't know why he would have thought that it would have been.
I think he, because, he's like the sophisticated, aristocrat. I think he is the kind of guy who, if he were to meet, you, he would probably assume that your name is, Jonathan and would call you that because that's, an aristocrat, thing. You call them by their full name. Though he goes by Charlie and not Charles. So, I don't know why he would necessarily actually think that way, but I feel like it's his upbringing.
Now, just for reference, so that we can put this out there, what happens if somebody calls me Jonathan, sir?
They get a bitch smack.
They get a bitch smack and they are dead to me.
Like a lily dead, like a lily dead to you. Yeah. Okay. So since we brought up, Charlie and Ellen, I want to talk about the little bit of their stuff, the backstage stuff, that catering table that they come across.
Dude, that catering table is epic.
Dude.
I love the fedora
giant wine glass. Yeah, the fedora of chicken fingers.
You're going for the sun chips, and I'm like, man, I want the fedora of chicken fingers.
I want to swap them. I want a giant wine glass of chicken fingers. That's what I want.
Well, what I thought was funny was, did you see what was in the beer bottle? Did you happen to notice?
Well, they looked to me like mini M&Ms or something.
That
I wasn't
is
sure.
Exactly okay. What they were.
I was like,
I was like
they look like that, so.
I now want to have a party where I take old IBC bottles and fill them with M&Ms.
Hells yeah. I mean,
and
it's not an IBC bottle, but I've literally got a glass mug of peanut M&Ms sitting next to my desk.
Motherfucker. I quit.
That's how I roll, baby.
Adam Cole, baby.
You know it. But yeah, that catering table. I was hoping that we'd get more. I don't know if I didn't know. I didn't really take the time to inspect the table to see if there's other stuff.
I was hoping there was going to be a throwout on that table being a catering table, but it wouldn't have made sense because nobody would have known it, and it would have had to have been a reference that somebody shipped it in. But I would have loved to have seen the infamous 7-layer salad on the table.
Nah. Oh, I mean, that would have been cool, but you could have done two things easily that would have just fit right in. You could have either had a pineapple or a wheel of Gouda.
Gouda!
Come on, right? Give me a wheel of Gouda.
Bag of Skittles?
Yeah, big old bag of Skittles. That would have been good, too. Actually, what if the beer bottle was Skittles, and then it would have been kind of like that reference.
I thought about that, because I was like, if that was Skittles, That would have been funny because of the whole Marshall thing. Yeah. And then the caterer could just have been like, if it would have been a throwaway line, but he could have been like, oh, you know, I was at this gallery one time and we had a guy drop an entire bag of Skittles.
I mean, I don't even need like as direct of a reference.
I want context.
I like, honestly, I would have been fine with Ellen just confirming that they were Skittles just because she's eating Skittles and then they drop all over the floor.
Well,
I would have taken that.
So here's the part of it that kind of bugged me, though. She picked it up assuming it was a beer, and it didn't have a top on it.
Yeah.
So she was going to pick up a possibly open, warm beer that somebody else had been drinking?
Yeah.
Like, I understand that, like, when somebody's walking through, like, a cocktail party with a tray, and there's drinks on there, and you might pick up one that somebody had, like, put on the tray. You know, like, that shit happens. But that you're at a party where you're trying to look sophisticated and educated. You're picking up an open random beer bottle that's just sitting around.
Yeah. No,
that's
totally
asking
that.
For issues.
That's asking for mini M&Ms or Skittles or whatever the fuck they were. I agree. Yeah, it's definitely something that you shouldn't do. But it made for a pretty funny scene, nonetheless.
Oh, it did. It did.
Yeah. Yeah, so I did enjoy that. Also, Sonny D and the Crazy Straw, it's a pretty good band name, by the way.
I thought that, too, and I was like, why is she a straw, damn it?
I don't know. It's Sonny D. It's a drink. Sonny D and the Crazy Straw.
You could have called yourself. I know, but that's... why a straw?
Because when you're a kid, you like to drink things with a crazy straw. You have a glass of Sonny D. And then you have the crazy straw.
That's fair. You know?
That's just the way it is, man. But the thing, okay, so you're focused on the straw part of the whole band thing. I was more focused on the fact that Jesse apparently wrote a love song about his mom.
Yeah, I thought that was fucking hilarious, where she's like, you know, the song you wrote, and he's like, what song? And she proceeds to start singing, and he's like, oh no, that was a love song to marrying mom in Vegas. And I'm like,
no, Paris.
And I'm like, well, if that ain't some country hillbilly shit,
right? I'm just like, wow, they're just opening up the can on Jesse's character.
I mean, they kind of are, man. They're making him out to be like a proverbial, like,
yeah, like he
basket
is
half full kind of guy.
He's a something kind of guy.
Like, who wants to marry their mom in Paris? Like, why? And then why did you write a song about it? You had to know somebody was going to, like... Well, he did say he had the cover story, though, that it was about some girl.
Well, that's what... I mean, yeah, but that's what Ellen thought it was about. And he was like, no, that song was about mom. Like, he seemed surprised by that reasoning behind it or whatever, you know what I mean? That explanation.
True. And
yeah. I think that's just what she thought it was the whole time. And it was not. And I find it funny because if you watch the trailers for this season, we know that Sophie starts dating somebody who she eventually thinks is her dad.
That is true as well.
So I just find that kind of interesting, that little dichotomy between the two.
Like, I think it's funny that we're like a quarter away through the season.
Yeah.
And they haven't even introduced the guy yet. Like, not even as a random side character that you might have just seen hanging around.
It's true.
Because I've been scanning faces, waiting to see if he just like happens to be like somebody who walks by. Hmm.
Yeah, I mean, he's a big enough actor that I don't think they'd be able to get away with him just passing by.
Fair.
You know what I mean? I don't think they could get away with that. So I guess we'll see. I don't know when he's supposed to come in, but it's possible that he doesn't even come in until the back half. Who knows? All right. So we talked about Sid. We talked about the Ellen and Charlie stuff. Would you rather talk about Sophie and Vale or dive into the Jesse and Meredith stuff?
Well, why don't we talk about Sophie Vale so that we can talk about the Jesse Meredith shit and then finish it up with Sophie Jesse.
Oh, you mean Sid and Jesse.
Or Sid and Jesse.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So Sophie and Vale heading over to Vale's parents before the show. And apparently her parents like to set Val up all the time. So
apparently, and like not with good guys either, because like they all seem just so sketchy for different reasons.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we don't really get to meet them very much at all. So I don't know what they were actually like, but we do get to meet her parents quite a bit throughout the episode.
Dude, her parents
Her parents are very sexual beings, I noticed.
Very.
And it made me realize that's where Vale gets it from.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, first also, off,
I know that you don't watch the show yet, but her dad is on Riverdale.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, he plays Veronica's dad on Riverdale.
Oh.
Yeah.
He plays the sheriff, huh?
No.
No, isn't her dad the sheriff?
No, he's a business owner.
Oh.
Yeah, why Archie's dad is the
that's what it is. The sheriff. I knew one of the guy's dads was a sheriff.
Or, no, not Archie's dad.
Betty's.
What's his name? No.
No. Jughead?
No, it's none of the main four. It's one of the other I can't remember the kid's name. But it's one of the other all the other ones that they hang out with.
Fair.
But yeah. But anyways, yes, he's from that. But I liked him in this cuz in Riverdale he's kind of a douchebag, but in this I liked him. That's cool. It's all good, man.
Her mom was hot though.
It's yeah, absolutely. And Sophie apparently really into both of them.
Yeah, this seems to be a thing.
Because well, not just that, but like she had like made the comment that she's like, I would make out with both of you, and they're like, yeah, we know, right? So Sophie seems to have this thing, right? Because like she did the same kind of thing in the episode with the couple with the when she was selling the painting.
Yep.
Yeah, so like I don't know what it is, but she's got this thing where I think she wants to be the third wheel.
I mean, maybe
in somebody's relationship.
She wants a little added fun.
Yeah, man. She wants to throw it both ways.
That's she cool. wants the double E, double the Z, double the flavor.
It's kind of like all those times where like Lily kind of hints at she might be interested in girls, you know what I mean? Yeah. It kind of reminds me of that because Sophie seems to be totally down with both of them in both those instances, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
Maybe she just wants to ride the tricycle, bro.
Maybe her and Vale will have a party sometime. You don't know. Maybe they already did and we just don't know about it.
I was going to say, man, there's still a lot about this cast we don't know.
It's very, very true. So, but yeah, so they set, you know, they bring a guy to the house for a setup.
Oh, they do.
But it's, according to them, it's not for Vale. It's for Sophie.
It's for Sophie.
Yeah, so.
Which in turn ends up making Sophie all, or Vale all jealous.
Yeah.
Well, jealous.
Well, no, but it did make her jealous at first because the scene where she's doing like the sexy dance in front of him, right? That happens before their plan and before they have the argument. So, like, that was legit her trying to steal this guy from her.
True, but so was the argument, though, because they do show her walk out.
Yes.
And then we find out afterwards that it was part of the plan, though, because she goes back in and she's like, listen, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, I didn't mean to take it out on you.
Yeah.
And I have to say, I thought the punching stuff looked a little worked when they were arguing and stuff. I'm like, either their fight is really bad or this is fake.
Yeah.
And then you find out that they put it on and I'm like,
I just thought she's like, oh, you attacked me kind of pretty good there.
Yeah.
She actually punched her.
Well, okay. But in all fairness, what did I tell Riot that one time at the wrestling show? I'm not going to be able to sell that punch, man. You want it to happen. You're going to have to punch me.
Yeah, but I don't think Sophie said that to Vale.
I mean, probably not. But
I do think it's hilarious that Oscar was the one who was like, you should punch her in the stomach.
Yes.
Oh, man. And she's like, you're not actually going to punch me, right? You're like, yeah, we'll figure it out.
She did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She figured it out all right. She just pow right all up in there.
And then Sophie bangs him.
Yeah, but I mean, we don't see that here, obviously. Yeah, but yeah, they get to, you know, they exchange numbers or whatever, and he does come back. Which I was wondering at the end of the episode, I was like, I wonder if we'll see this guy again.
Yeah.
And then we do.
She's rotating guys relatively quick right now.
I mean, you're not wrong. She is going through guys fairly fast at the moment.
And I'm not meaning it in a shame way, because I've done it, and I can't blame her. I know what it's like to go out there and just want to have a little fun and forget about shit.
I think it's really what it is she's desperately searching. Because look at Ted. You know, we're in the middle of season 3 of How I Met Your Mother, and he's been with several girls
around. Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but the only difference is, though, 95% of the time, Ted doesn't bang them.
I mean, at least that we see.
That is true, but usually they don't hesitate to be like, oh, I banged her.
That's true.
Like,
that's
you know.
True. But he would. Maybe he's... I mean, John,
you're not wrong.
Ted Mosby is not a closer. Sophie, on the other hand, apparently is.
Ted, great guy. Not a good closer.
Not a good closer. We're all just having fun, guys.
We're out here just living life.
Living life, you know. We're all in our 30s. It's cool.
I want to live life in Miami's Vice, see? Nobody messes with the frogs, see?
I'm really curious how many people understand that reference. If you get that reference that he just made, tweet us at Last Call, HIMYM, and tell us what movie that's from. Because I have met very few people who know that movie. Just saying.
And again, just in case you missed it, living life in Miami's Vice, see? Nobody messes with the frogs, see?
There it is. I'll give you one other clue. You wouldn't hit a blind man, would you?
If you're blind, how could you tell I was a guy? I could hear your gonads shaking.
Shorty. Anyways, yes, at Last Call, HIMYM. That's your quiz for this episode. Let us know.
Fair.
All right, where are we? So, you know, Vale and or not Vale, Sophie and Oscar, you know, really hit it off, you know, and they decide that they're gonna see each other again. And I like how the end of this story goes, because we get to see Sophie really stand up for Vale with her parents and everything, and it makes them see that Vale's doing fine, you know. She's doing, and the fact that they don't believe that Charlie exists, like, come on, guys.
And that's what I was just gonna say. We neglected to mention that. Where the fuck do they get off saying that he doesn't exist? Like, did you not see a picture of him?
Because she says that. She's like, I showed you a picture of him. You showed us a picture of someone. It's like,
right?
What more do you need outside of him coming over? But even then, they could have just been like, well, we met someone. They could have done the same thing.
Right?
You know, it's like, they obviously have no faith in their daughter whatsoever.
Nope.
And it's a bummer.
Well, clearly they don't have faith in their daughter. That's why they keep setting her up on dates.
It's true. And it's really interesting to see the difference between hers and Sophie's parents, right?
Yeah.
And how neither of them are happy with their parental situation. You know what I mean? While, like, Sophie would love to have those parents, you know what I mean? And I'm sure Vale would be totally cool with parents who didn't interfere in her life at all. You know? So, like, it's interesting to see, you know, if they say it's always, the grass is always greener on the other side, they say.
That's true.
So, yeah. I thought that was pretty interesting. All right. And then the last little bit of it was, Vale, just last week, Vale took down a literal giant.
Yes. And I love how her dad is like, you mean like a literal giant or like a New York giant? Yeah. And her mom's just like, whatever you need to sleep better at night, honey.
Yeah. Oh, that was too funny to me. I love that.
See, that made me laugh because it kind of took her parents by like shock.
Yeah.
And I'm doing a first time watch through on Modern Family. And there was a scene in one of the episodes I was watching the other day where Alex lets it slip that Haley's not a virgin in front of their dad. And her dad goes through like this downward spiral through the episode of realizing that his little girl's not his little girl anymore. Yeah. And that's all I could see in my head is her being like, oh, she took down a literal giant. Her dad's like, wait, what? My little girl?
Yeah. Yep. Sorry, guy. You're just gonna have to find a way to sleep.
Sorry,
that
guy.
Way is
I ain't your guy, pal.
Scotch.
I do like a good glass of scotch.
It's true.
Scotch, 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 scotch in my belly. Scotch, scotch,
scotch, scotch in my belly. All right. So now we've got to talk about the elephant in the room, John. That is Jesse and Meredith.
Fat Meredith.
You're fair. She ain't fat. You may not like her, but dude, she is not.
She has a big fat ego.
Now that I cannot disagree with.
I just don't like her because I do not like the way she. So there are people
I don't think anybody is meant to like her. There's no way that they have not written her in a likable way. I don't think in any scene that I've seen.
No, but I was going to say, though, but there are people in How I Met Your Mother that were never meant to be liked, but at least they were given moments where, like, you could tolerate them at least.
Yeah.
I.e. Claudia, yeah. Stella at points.
Mm-hmm. You could say the same thing. The dudes that Barney worked with, Blauman and the other guy.
Yes. Like I was also going to say,
you could get behind them being a little bit funny, even though they were really effing annoying.
Jennifer Lopez's character, the girl who always says no.
Yeah.
Stacey Keebler's character, who won't date a guy who wears a suit.
Yeah.
You know, true. There's characters that aren't meant to be liked, but at least they're tolerable throughout the episode.
Yeah.
Anytime Meredith is on the screen, I'm like, oh, bathroom break.
Hell, Sandy Rivers, he's not a good guy.
No.
But, like, he's a fun character, nonetheless.
He is. And it's funny, because when we talk about the next episode, episode 6, I got a funny parallel I'm going to run to a How I Met Your Mother episode.
All right, so, folks, you better stay tuned for episode 6 when we get there.
Yes.
All right.
That'll be next week for you people.
Well, honestly, it'll probably just be
days. It'll be days.
It'll just be a few days. So Jesse and Meredith, the whole thing starts off, like we talked about, on Sandy River's show. Then we go over to the Long Island venue. And one of the first things that they do is this fake social media post with the kiss. And right away, like with that, I'm just like, ugh, that's just gross. Like
100%. Really? I was like, why?
Yeah.
Like, that is so fucking dumb.
Like,
oh, excuse us, guys. We're just trying to have a moment.
Yeah, it's like, no. Get out of here. I was like,
no.
Crap. And then we get to see some footage that Meredith has chosen to go along with the J Street song. And it includes the proposal when she lets him down, the turn down. And I want to get your thoughts.
Shitty.
On this.
Yeah. Dude, that's shitty. And he doesn't voice his opinion on it at first, which I understand why you wouldn't. That's sensitive territory for him still, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm like,
I mean, he almost does. He's so close.
He is.
And then he backs down right away.
I will say this. it's the first time in his whiny, snivelly moments where I'm like, oh man, I really feel bad for him. Yeah. Did you see it in his face, man? That's like a fucking hot dagger for him. That shit's poking and it hurts.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And the fact that Meredith just doesn't care.
Yeah.
She either doesn't recognize the pain that she put him through, and how using that video affects him, or she literally just doesn't care. And honestly, I think it's a little bit of both.
Honestly, I think because, it's more that she didn't care. Because, I mean, she literally says that at the end of the episode.
Yeah, at the end. That's why I say I think it's a little bit of both, because I don't think she was paying any attention to his feelings at all. So I don't think she did understand that.
She just
doesn't care.
I'm pretty sure the only reason she took Jesse back at all was for the publicity of J Street.
Oh yeah. Like, I agree.
Only reason. There was no other reason to have Jesse come back to the band or anything except for the publicity of being like, oh, I wrote this song about a guy and we broke up, but we just happened to get back together and okay.
Yeah.
Which is why when they do the angle at the end after they've apparently talked, I'm like, oh, well, good for Jesse to fucking backbone finally.
Yeah.
Like after talking to Ellen and.
Yeah, I love the scene with Ellen, actually, because, you know, that's when the whole thing about the song about his mom comes
out
and everything. But she makes this point. She's like, you know, you deserve somebody who makes your life a silly dance, right? And it's very similar to Sid's, you know, you deserve somebody who actually loves you, right?
Yes.
The difference is Sid flat out said, Meredith doesn't love you. Whereas Ellen was like, you know, that might be Meredith. It might not be, but you need to figure it out. You know what I mean? She gave him the opportunity. And I think that was where Sid kind of went wrong, was he was just absolutely 100% blunt and didn't take Jesse's thoughts into account when he's just like, Meredith doesn't love you.
100%.
You know, he could have gone the Ellen route, but he didn't.
And you're right. He didn't. And that is, like you said, man, that's where his mistake was made. Yeah. And you're right though. Ellen made it a lot better and it's what Jesse needed to hear.
And it helps that she could tell he was feeling some of that because of the video. So like she said it at like just the right time too.
You know what I mean?
To get him to.
Well, and that's the other thing too. It's not like it's oh, I've had this hatred for her for years and I'm holding on to it. It was like you said, it's, I can tell you're hurting right now. Let me tell you something you need to hear.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
and yeah,
it also, though, I love that it's a really good moment between Ellen and Jesse because you don't get many of them. They don't share a lot of screen time together lately.
Yeah.
So it was a really good moment.
Which is interesting because they're the siblings of the show.
And that's it. And I think it's purposely being done right now because, you know, Ellen's going through her therapy and she feels alone and she feels like she's been abandoned most of her life. And now that she's even got her brother back in her life, she's still kind of on her own. And I'm like, which is why I thought it was really sweet that she was there for Jesse in this moment of need.
Agreed. Yeah. Yeah. I think she was the one. Cause like, this isn't the first time that we've seen stuff like this. Like there was a moment a few episodes back where, I don't remember what was happening, but they were at the bar and she confronts him for the way he's like treating her. You remember that?
Yeah.
So like we've gotten a few of those. So I like that. And I hope that we get more with between the two of them.
Yeah. They're, it kind of reminds me of, for real life experience, it kind of reminds me of me and Sherry. Like Sherry's my rock. She, like, anytime I need her, she's there for me. Anytime she needs me, I try to be there for her.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely. I really want to see some like flashbacks of like them as kids, like how they would do with like Barney and James. and yes. we get to see them as kids. I want to see Jesse and get Ellen
one flashback of being the crazy strong and be pissed.
Dude, that would be awesome if we got that.
Although, if we're paralleling childhood stories, I guess you could say Sunny D in the Crazy Straw is this show's version of the Mosby Boys.
Yeah, there you go. It's the Mosby Boys, absolutely. Mosby Boys.
Oh, Mosby.
But yeah. Jesse, he goes on and he tells Meredith, about his feelings about the video and everything. And she just doesn't care, like we talked about. She
dismisses it like a bitch.
She literally refuses him. She's just like, I'm not going to take it down. You'll get used to it. And yeah. I was like, what? What did you just say to him? I don't know, man. Like, that was probably one of the shittiest things that she did.
By far.
You're like, you'll get used to it. No, that is not something that you just get used to.
I mean,
no.
Yeah, that's I don't know. It's a tough spot because
it's the most painful moment of his life.
Yeah, by far.
You'll get used to it. Like, I'm so glad that he didn't just let that go. You know what I mean?
He did not perform in Elsa.
Yeah. And so after that, we find out that he walked out on her.
Oh, yeah. I love it. Like, you don't actually see her take the stage. You just hear her take the stage. And she's like, I'm going to need all my friends and people tonight.
My man walked out on me. And I love, they're all like, boo. And then Ellen's like, yeah. I thought that was a fantastic little, just a little nugget that they threw in there. But then we flashed outside and we see Jesse just outside of the club.
Yeah.
And he dials up his phone and then we hear the ring. And from around the corner, we get to see Sid come walking over and he's there, man.
Yeah. And this is where we find out that he come over that way because he had a near death experience by eating Charlie's cookies.
Yeah. He's like,
a cookie.
Yeah. Yeah. He didn't want to die without, making up with Jesse. And I love this nonverbal bro conversation that they have.
I love the future Sophie. 2020 bro talk was kind of weird, so let me translate it for you. And I love it. I was like, dude. And it's like some fucking text, and I'm like,
yeah.
Bravo.
It's like, man. And then there's more. And then it's like nods. And then there's something that's like, that was awesome. So good. And it's kind of true. I mean, it's obviously very exaggerated, but it's kind of true.
I mean, bro. I mean, could you just... Man.
Yeah.
Bro. Really? Like,
yeah. Yeah, 100%. You can have conversations that way.
Oh, yeah. But it made me laugh. And then I love... I think line of the episode goes to Charlie right here, though. After he's like, did the EMTs make it on time? And Sid's like,
Are you asking me if did I die
this afternoon?
And Charlie's still like, yeah. Like, he really still wants to know. Like, yeah. Oh, I love Charlie. Charlie has become like my favorite character. It's like him and then Sid is like right behind him. Like right behind him is the two of them. Yeah, the writing that they do for that character specifically, he's so damn fun. I said this about Britney Spears on the when we were talking about on How I Met Your Mother. He is so damn funny. It's insane how funny he is. Now everybody needs to take a shot. Now, there you go. And then so the episode ends. And did you notice what they played throughout the credits, which I thought was pretty cool? They play Jay Street.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was enjoying listening that was to cool. it, too.
Yeah. It's a good tune, man.
It wasn't a bad tune. I will give it that.
Yeah. I was like, all right, cool. That's like one of those tracks that, you know, how with How I Met Your Mother, there's so many songs and stuff that, you know, random songs that you kind of pull out of it. This is one of them that I would put on that because I was like, that's actually, it's a pretty good song. I dig it. But,
the murder train.
I'm telling you, man, one of these days I'm going to turn that into a background music and it's just going to play throughout the background of an episode throughout the entirety. I'm going to put it on a loop until it's going to play throughout the entirety of the episode, real low. So you just got to really listen for it and it'll just be there. That's going to be hilarious. I'm going to love it. Yeah. But yeah, folks, that is season 2, episode 5 of How I Met Your Father, Ride or Die. John, what are your overall thoughts on
this? I thought this was a good episode. I'm glad to finally see the bee hit the curb.
Yeah.
And hopefully we don't see much of her throughout the rest of the season. Hopefully they allow Jesse to have a few episodes to heal from his loss. And then we move on and we find about Sophie dating somebody who might be your father.
Yeah. Okay, so you know what I got to say, John? He's getting rid of Meredith. Mm-mm. He's getting rid of the bee.
She's a GDB.
Yeah, yes. But yeah, I quite enjoyed this episode. Mainly because we got to see Jesse fighting to get back to where he needs to be. You know what I mean? Yes. I really like that. And because we only have 5 episodes in, right? And one of those, we didn't even see Meredith. And she's already gone. And that made me happy.
Yeah.
You know? So, it was quick. Slightly painful. But it was over with. You know, not too bad.
Well, we were
assuming we got some good, funny stuff.
We were assuming she would be gone by episode 10, man. You can cut that shit right in half.
I thought he was really going to be like, I thought he was really going to go on tour with her. Like the whole, do it.
I mean, yeah.
But I think they realized that would be very difficult to deal with. You know
100%. 100%. Yeah,
and obviously they don't want the two of those together and I'm glad. So, I liked it. And, I like where they're going with the season so far. Yeah. So, all right. Unless you got anything else, I think we should wrap things up, sir.
I do. I don't.
Okay. Why don't you tell everybody where they can find you, my friend.
Listen, I'm going to make it quick and easy, mainly because I got to drain the main vein. That's hop on over Twitter right here at Simply Saying J1. You can look up my podcast. You can look up my blog. You can learn a lot about me as a person. This motherfucker makes an appearance once in a blue moon. Please feel free to check it out. I'm always on Twitter. Love to hear what you people have to say. Hit me up for random conversations. You want a old school Johnny Storm autograph? I got those as well. Coming at you for the peeps.
Oh, yeah. You can find me on Twitter at Movie Blog Merc. That is the Twitter page for my site, Merc with Movie Blog. If you are watching this on YouTube, you're watching it on the Merc with the Movie Blog YouTube channel. So be sure to hit that like button.
You are.
Like what you're seeing. Smash that subscribe button. And find that bell. And give it a little click so you always know when the fuck we post an episode. Because, hey, sometimes
you just don't know. That if you're watching it from your mobile device, you can click on that bell and set your notifications so that anytime we post an episode, it notifies you.
Boom.
Look at that. Adding to the conversation.
I love it, my friend. I love it. And if you are listening, you're a friend. And if you are listening on the various podcasts, you can
Apple, hop Spotify.
On. Yeah, all those big ones. You can hop on over to Anchor, anchor.fm, and you can leave us a voice message. That's right. We want to hear your beautiful voices. We want to hear your thoughts, your comments, your concerns, whatever. I don't care. Just send it over there.
We're doing something you don't like. Tell us.
Yeah. Just talk to us. We want to know.
I want you to whisper sweet nothings in our ear.
Do it. Just do it. A little ASMR action. We'll play it. Everybody will love it. and if you're listening over on Apple, you can leave us a 5-star review if you like what you're hearing, and we will read that out on air as well. As far as I know, Spotify doesn't do that, but if they do, I've never found them like where that option is. So
I don't think
if somebody knows, like, I know you can rate, but I don't know if you can review or not. If somebody else knows one way or the other, let me know.
Want 5-star reviews. You don't have to give us 5 stars. You can give us anything and justify it by any means necessary in your own hearts, but you know we deserve a 5-star.
It's true. I can't guarantee you I'll read it if it's a shitty one, though.
I'll make you the best burger you've ever had in your entire life.
Like the Red Door Burger?
Even better.
Oh, there it is.
Dahmer once said he never tasted meat quite as good.
It's fair. I enjoy it. And be sure to check us out on Twitter and Instagram at Last Call, HIMYM. I'm on there quite often, so be sure to check us out there. And I think that's all I've got for him, my friend. What do you got for him?
Listen, you can pick your friends, you can pick your nose, but you can't pick your friend's nose. Don't go home, but you can't listen here.
Boom. Catch you guys next time.